Daddy and mommy has been teaching us. I've been preaching about enlargement. Last week I said to Pastor Joe that they have preached all the messages. There's no message for enlargement again. So I don't know what you're going to preach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I believe that this morning the Lord will help us. So one of the things I believe that when we are going to be enlarged, we have to do is to have fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have to change my message this morning. I don't know why, but so fellowship. Because the reason why we came to church this morning is to have fellowship with God and to have fellowship with our brethren. Hebrews chapter 12 verse
8.
We have come to have fellowship with God. And so we have to understand that when we are coming to church and when you are coming to church, you have to bear in mind that you are coming to no man. You have come to no man. You have come to God. You have come to God. Hebrews chapter 12. You have come to God. You have not come to man. Because man cannot help you. If it were men, we would stay in our house. Because there are a lot of men in our places, in our house. But because men cannot help you, we have to run to God. We have to come to have fellowship with our God. And not fellowship with God, not just fellowshipping with God, but we have come to have fellowship with ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we talk about fellowship, it means a company of people that shares the same interest. We share the same interest. So we have to share the same interest. Okay, so he said, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great 12 verse 8. Okay. But if you are hallelujah.
Amen.
Please let's read the verse. Okay, verse 9.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us.
Okay.
And we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirit and life? Amen.
Okay, read.
As you continue.
Yes, continue. Please.
For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, if it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet.
Read 18 for me.
18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched.
You have not come to the mountain that might be touched.
And that burn with fire.
That burn with fire.
Nor unto blackness.
Okay.
And darkness and tempest. Mm-hmm. And the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words. Which voice they that had entreated that the word should not be spoken to
Jump
them?
Jump to 22.
But ye are come unto Mount Zion.
You have come to Mount Zion. So we have come here to Mount Zion. And so anytime you dress and you are coming to church, bear in mind that you are coming to Mount Zion. This place might not look like mountain, but in the realms of the spirit, we are in Mount Zion. We are in Zion. Hallelujah. Continue.
And unto the city of the living God.
The city of the living God.
The heavenly Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels. Amen.
Hallelujah. So I said that we have not come to any man. We have come to God. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to God. We have not come to man. And so we are not just with men here. But in the realms of the spirit, we are with God. In the realms of the spirit, we are with angels. And so when we come to God, we have come to have fellowship with God. We have come to have fellowship with angels. And let me tell you that when we come to God, the reason why angels are here is because the Bible says they are ministering angels. They are ministering unto our needs. They are ministering to our needs. And so when we have fellowship with God, so I said that fellowship is a company of people that share same interest. And so fellowship is sharing. Fellowship is sharing. And so we come to share. And God share. But you see, when he come to God, we don't have much to give to God. God has all to give to us. And so the only thing we do in church is when we come, the only thing God needs from you is for you to come and say, Father, I have come for fellowship. I have come to have fellowship with you. And so you don't just come to church because everybody is coming. You have to bear in mind. It should be conscious that I have come to have fellowship with God. And that I have come to receive from God. And the only thing I can do for God is to worship him. And so whatever we do in church is very important. It's very important. Because that is your part you're playing. That's what you're giving to God. And so if we are praying, you have to pray. If we are worshiping, you have to worship. Because if you do not worship, you are not giving anything to God. You are not sharing anything. Because in fellowship, you have to also give something. Because fellowship is sharing. So I am sharing me with you. And you are sharing you with me. And so we are sharing ourselves with God. And God is sharing himself with us. And so what God gives us is much more than what we give him. And so we have to participate and do our best to also give God something by worshiping him, by praising him. And so, you see, that is why when worship is going on, and you see people standing, it means that you did not come to church. Because when we come to church, we have come to have fellowship. And you are not having fellowship when you are not worshiping. But the only thing you can give to God, and when you give to God, because it's a give and take, when you give to God, God gives back to you. And so what God gives is much more than what we give to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all. So we have come to God the judge of all. And so God is the best judge. If you have a case, it is God who can judge for you. He is the best judge. And so when we come to God, we can go to God with everything Any problem we have, we can give to God. And so when we give our problems to God, God give us solution. And so one of the things you can give to God is your problems. Because the Bible says that you will give us beauty for ashes. God will give you beauty for ashes. And so when we come to God and we are praying, we are giving our problems to God. We are sharing our problems with God. And the return is the solution to our problems. Is the solution to our problems. That is why when we come to God, we need to have fellowship. So it's time to reason that a lot of cops come to church and we don't have fellowship. We don't fellowship with God because we don't do anything in church. We don't participate in anything. If we can participate with God, then enlargement will come. Because it is only God who enlarges. That is why I said you have not come to any man. Sometimes the reason why we come to church is wrong. You see, we have too much wrong motives. It is fine. But that is not the reason you come to church. You come to church to have fellowship with God. That is for babies. Yes. You have come to help. You have not come to man. And so if you do not, if I don't call you, it is not me. It is God. And so, hallelujah. Because you have not come to me. You have come to God. And no man in this church can help you. Well, we are... daddy and mommy are doing their best. But that's not the reason why you are here. You are here to have fellowship. But I remember I went for an evangelism here, this road. I met one guy. He was telling me all his problems. He said, I want to meet the man of God. But men cannot solve your problems. He can't even solve it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have come to God to have fellowship with God. If we can do it well, then God will solve our problems. God will solve our problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So fellowship is sharing me with you. And I'm sharing you are, I'm sharing me with you. And you are sharing you with me. And so when we come to church and you are singing, you are sharing you. When you are leading prayer, you are sharing you. You are ushering. You are sharing you. I am preaching. I am sharing me. Last week, mommy preached. He share him. He share herself. So as we come to church and we are sharing ourselves, we are having fellowship. That is why when we come to church, we have to get something doing. And so if you come to church and you are not doing anything, you are not sharing anything, and so you will not get anything. Because fellowship is giving and receiving. It's giving and receiving. It is giving and receiving. And so you have to give what is in you. As you are giving what is in you, you are receiving what you need. You are receiving what you need. Because you have come to God. You have come to angels. Innumerable companies of angels. And so it is easy for God to bless us. It is easy for God to enlarge us. But we are not doing our part. And the reason why the enlargement is not coming is because we are not doing our part. It's because we are not giving anything. But sometimes we think that God give freely. God give freely. But I beg to differ. Because you cannot receive from God without doing anything. For instance, you need something. And you are wishing and hoping that God will do it. God will not do it until you call God to that situation. So that is the part you play. You call God to the situation. And so when you call God to the situation, you are exalting God above the situation. And so when you exalt God above the situation, the result is your solution. And so you have to have fellowship. Fellowship. Sharing same interest or aim. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when we come to fellowship with ourselves, and not just, because I said not just fellowshipping with God, we have come to fellowship with ourselves. We have come to have fellowship with ourselves. And so fellowship is not individual affair. Fellowship is in groups. So we need each other. You cannot say that I can do it alone. So the reason why the enlargement is not coming is because we think we can do it alone. But one will kill 1,000. But two will kill 10,000. And so if you can go far, you need someone. You need your brother. You need your brother. So that when he share what is in him, and
you're
sharing you with him, then you can go far. Because iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. Iron cannot sharpen until we have another iron. And so in fellowship with ourselves, you need your brother. You need your brother to have fellowship. So that the enlargement we need, the enlargement we need will manifest. So I need you. Tell your brother I need you. Your brother, I need you. Those who said, I can do it alone, I don't need any man, you are very proud. You are very proud. If you don't know, I'm telling you, you are proud. Yes, that's the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in fellowship, we need humility. You need humility. Because you cannot have someone with you without humbling yourself before that person. Because sometimes the group, the people that comes around you, you are far beyond them.
See,
the reason some of us are not making impact is because we are dealing with our colleagues. You are dealing with your colleagues. You are dealing with them. You don't want to calm down. But you see, if you don't calm down, you can't share. You can't share. Because you see, after this message, Mr. Tete cannot come to me and say that this is the message he preached. Because I heard it. If the message here, or last week's message, will be impactful. You need to go out there and share it. So before you can make impact, you have to go down and share what you have. And share what you have. Because you can't share with your colleagues. Because what you know, they already know. And so if you want to be there, the same place, you will not make impact in life. You will not make impact in life. That's why you have to come down. Lower yourself. So that you can make impact. So that you can share. Because in fellowship, it is sharing. It is sharing. And when we come to church, God has a way of dealing with us. God is not one way God. And so God has a way of speaking to us.
Or doing
anything you want to do. Do anything you want to do. God has a way of doing what he want to do. Okay, sometimes anytime we come to church, the only voice we hear, we hear only one voice. Sometimes we want to hear that says the Lord. But sometimes God will not put that, God will not give you that says the Lord. A lot of God, time God is speaking to us. We cannot hear the voice of God because our ears are in one particular place.
But see,
God can use the usher to speak to you. God can use the usher to speak to you. If you are always looking for that says the Lord, you will never hear God all the time. That is why you have to come down.
So
if you can come down, you will hear the voice of God all the time. Because if God is speaking to the usher, you will hear. If God is speaking to the chorister, you will hear. If God is speaking to that boy, you can hear. Because God has a way of speaking to us. And so if you can come down, you will hear the voice of God all the time. You will hear the voice of God all the time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when in fellowship, one of the things we need is unity to get doneness. The Bible says, can two work together except they agreed? You cannot have fellowship until you agreed. In this church, if we will have enlargement, we have to follow one voice. Two voices cannot take us far. So daddy is saying this, I'm saying that. Daddy said we should use win souls. We say no. This is the strategy for soul winning. He said no, this is my own strategy. We will never see enlargement until we work with one voice. In your relationship, you never succeed until you work with one voice. So one time I said to a lady, I cannot marry you because you are too spiritual. Why you are saying this? He said, already say. Anything you say, already say. I said, you are too spiritual. You need to marry a spirit. I can't marry you. She was too spiritual. You cannot move forward with two voices. Why are you laughing? Hallelujah. Two voices. The wife is saying this. The husband is saying this. The wife is saying this. The husband is saying this. The church are saying this. The pastor is saying this. The church members are saying different things.
We can different.
Never move forward with two voices.
And
so we need one voice in the church. You need one voice in your relationship. You need one voice in that work. That's your workplace. You need one voice. I know you have your own opinion. I have my own opinion. Let's come to the table. Let's mix our opinions together. And then let's sieve it. After we have sieved it, we will have one voice. We will have one voice. And let us run with that voice. And enlargement will be automatic. Enlargement will be automatic. In this kingdom, God works with principles. God works with principles. Until we follow the principle, we will never see the hand of God. We will never see the hand of God. Because God is not the author of confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion.
And
so in a group, this person cannot be saying this. And this one is saying this. And you expect God to move on your behalf. It will never happen. It will never happen until you have one voice. Until you go to God and present one voice to God. God cannot do anything. We will not see the enlargement we are looking for. And we have one voice. And to have one voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so they were able to build up a tower until they were about to meet God. Because they had one voice. Until God scattered them and confused their language. They were succeeding in what they were doing. They were succeeding in what they were doing. I believe that the reason why the devil has an upper hand on our lives is because the devil has one voice. They are one. That is why they are succeeding. And Christians are not moving. We are not having the enlargement we are asking. Because we don't have one voice. Which one are we moving with? So we have to have one voice. We have to have one voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the next thing is that we need love. We need love. You cannot have fellowship without love. No, it won't happen. But before I can love you, I have to humble myself to love you. If I cannot humble myself, I can't love you. So the next thing is love. The Bible says the greatest is love. Hope, faith. The greatest is love. Let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. And so if we are not walking in love, we will not have that enlargement we are looking for. Second Corinthians 13:13. First Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith, hope, charity. These three things, but the greatest of this is love. The greatest of this.
Sadia miensa nyina wewo ho, eni daaso odo, didie ni daaso ni odo. Nenso wo sam miensa.
So the Bible is saying that hope is important.
And trust somebody, that's what.
Faith is important.
Did you hear?
Charity, giving is important.
So Chad, yeah, and here.
But he said the great. Let's read from the verse one. Yes, from verse one.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels,
okay.
I have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy.
So let's read one after the other.
Okay.
Though I speak with tongues of men and angels, I have no charity. So we will think that the person who can speak the greatest tongue is walking in love.
Yes,
but he said, those who speak in tongues, you can speak in tongues, but the Bible says you are not walking in love. You don't have love.
Verse 2.
And though I have the gift of prophecy, and
I can prophesy, I'll mention your name. I can mention your name. I remember when we were in BA, there was this prophet. You prophesy. No, it's okay. I won't say that. Hallelujah. So if you can prophesy, I said prophecy, if you can prophesy, you're not walking in love. I can mention your name. Mention what you did last week. I can do
it.
Not walking in love, but not walking in love. And understand all mysteries. I can preach. Give you mysteries. I'll preach and people will be jumping and they are clapping. And I'm giving them mysteries. He said that is not love. It's not love. And all knowledge, I have all knowledge. And though I have faith, it is not love. It says, so that I could remove mountains. If we see a page down where this wow cry, no, that is not love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can move mountains.
Say,
and have no charity. I'm nothing. You see, if you can do all these things and you have no love, you are nothing. You, before God, you are nothing. Men will praise you. Men will praise you because you are a prophet. You are giving them dito. You are moving mountains. Men will clap for you. Men will clap for you. Before God, he said you are nothing. You are nothing. Hallelujah. Verse 3.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and not have charity.
I was wondering, he said, though I boasted all my goods to feed the poor.
So
we will think that giving is love.
Going to the orphanage home
to give.
It's love.
Wait, Bible, when I'm trying, you will challenge me.
Trust him.
You will challenge me. But this is the word of God. If you feed the poor, that is not love.
He
said it is not love. So don't just go to orphanage home and think you are walking in love. It is good. I'm not saying don't do it.
Sure.
But,
hallelujah. Okay. Let's continue.
Next one. Charity suffered long.
Charity. So now the Bible is telling us what love is.
And
it's kind.
It is kind.
Charity envied not.
You don't envy any man. You don't envy any man.
Charity vaunted not itself. It is not proved up.
That's 5. Philippians chapter 2. Yeah, read. 5. Yeah, read. Give me Philippians chapter 2.
Okay. Though not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4.
Philippians 2, 4.
Yes.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Yes.
Look.
Don't in fellowship, I said, it's not selfishness. It is not selfish. You have to look. The Bible says, carry each other burden, for that you fulfill the law of Christ. Not for your own interest. And so in this life, it's not only you. The gift God has given you, God didn't give it for you. God did not give that gift to you for you. It is for others. It is for others. And so if you are keeping the gift to yourself, you are not doing the will of God. You are not doing what God wants you to do. And so if you are a singer and you are not singing, you are not doing the will of God. So Paul was telling us how to love. And the greatest example he will show us is Jesus Christ. He said, let this mind be in you. That's scripture. I'm looking for that scripture. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Verse 6.
Who be in the form of God? Yes, Philippians. Who be in the form of God did not consider it robbery. He said he was in the form of God. Jesus Christ was in the form of God. But he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It means that he did not rob the position of God. He did not rob it. He did not just claim it. The Bible is telling that he was God.
Trust him, sir.
Be in the form of God.
Verse 7.
I'm closing. But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant. And so Jesus Christ came low to our level. The Bible said that he was made flesh and dwell among us. The God made flesh. He was made flesh. He came down on our level. Because the death was Jesus Christ. Benefited us more than Jesus Christ.
And the
more than the one who died. Because if he did not die, he was not going to lose anything. He was not going to lose anything. But the Bible says that taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man. Verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, the Bible says he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Jesus Christ became obedient to the point of death because of you. Because we were nobody. We were lost. But for us to be saved, the man Jesus Christ, God incarnate, came on earth to die so that we will have salvation. He came down so low that even to the point of death, Jesus Christ died for us. He died for us so that we will have fellowship. So that we will have fellowship with God. And so if you want to have fellowship, we need to have love. We need to calm down. Go down to the level where people will benefit from us. Where people will benefit from us. And so in this month of enlargement, if we are looking for enlargement, we need fellowship. We need fellowship with God and we need fellowship with men. We need fellowship with what? God and fellowship with man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stand to your feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, my time is up. I believe the Lord has helped us this morning. You want to lift up your voice and pray that, Father, help me. Give me the grace to have fellowship with you and to have fellowship with men. Lift up your voice and pray that Lift up your voice. So take this one home. We must cherish one another, watch over one another, comfort one another, and gain interest that we may sit down in heaven together. Hallelujah. You see, men are very complicated. Men are very complicated. And for you to have fellowship with men, you need grace. You need grace. So you are praying the last prayer. You are praying that, Father, give me grace to work with men, to have fellowship with men. Lift up your voice.
Amen.
Oh, shout a big amen.
Amen.
Please let's be seated. What shall we say to Pastor Kakra? I want you to stretch forth your hands and pray over Pastor Kakwe's life. You are praying for God to release more anointing upon his life, that God will increase him on every side, that God will bless him with every blessing in life, that he will not have any need in life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that Lord, you increase in anointing and grace and favor in the name of Jesus. May you lift him higher and higher. Open the heavens upon his life. Bless him, Lord. Grant him all the desires of his heart. In the name of Jesus. And let him be able to bless you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We want those of you who are watching us, we want to say a big thank you for being part of the service. This is Overflow Faith Center, where destinies are empowered through the word of God. We want to invite you every Sunday. We start service by 8:30, and then latest by 11:30, we are out of here. So we want to thank you for being part of the service. At this time, I want, if you are here and you haven't given your life to Christ, so I want you to lift up your hand. And if you are watching me and you also want to give your life to Christ, if you know that if you die today, you will not go to heaven, or you are not sure of where you go when you die, then you need to rededicate your life to Christ. So I want you to say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I invite you to be the Lord of my life. Take absolute control over me and write my name in the book of life. Satan, from today, I am not yours. I am for Jesus Christ and for him forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you once again for being part of us. We'll see you next week, same time. And your life, I know, will never be the same. In Jesus' name.